brother. Amen. Thank you, brother. James chapter 1 tonight. James chapter number 1. And it's good to be in the Lord's house tonight. Appreciate everything that's all the messages that have been preached and all the singing. And that's already been a blessing today, this morning. And I thank the Lord for everything that's been said. I want to say I appreciate this meeting. And aren't you glad that we have meetings like this, that we can come together, fellowship one with another, and hear the Word of God and be encouraged in these days? And we are certainly living in discouraging times. And I'm glad that we can come together and worship around the Word of God and be encouraged. And I'm thankful for that tonight. I appreciate the church and their burden to put on this meeting, all that they do, and the food and the motel and everything. It's just thank you, preacher, so much for allowing us to be here. I want to talk to you tonight. Listen, I know that this is a Bible conference camp meeting, and but I'm going to deal with something tonight that I think that will affect every single one of us tonight. You know, there's some things that that maybe we go to a meeting or a church, and a man of God might preach on, and it may not affect us at that moment or apply to us at that particular moment. And but I think what I'm going to deal with tonight can apply to every single one of us. And I just want to try to be a help. And I'll be honest with you, I do not want to preach just to be preaching. I want to be a blessing tonight, and I want to be a help. And you pray that God help us do that. James chapter number 1, if you found your place, would you stand tonight? James chapter number 1. James chapter number 1 and verse number 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Let your patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let's pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I want to thank you for the privilege to be in church tonight. I want to thank you, God, for saving me and bringing me out of the horrible pit. Now the miry clay. Thank you, God, for being my friend tonight. Thank you, God, so much for who you are and all that you've done for us. Thank you, God, that you're in control tonight, Lord, and you're able to do all things above and exceedingly we can even think or ask. And God, I pray, Lord, you'd help us tonight. God, you know every heart. God, you know every situation. God, you know every circumstance. God, I pray, Father, tonight that you would, Lord, I pray you'd just minister to every heart. God, I pray you'd meet every need. God, I beg you, Lord, help us. God, give me liberty tonight. Lord, if it be your will, make preaching easy. Father, when all's said and done, we'll thank you for it. God, I pray for the man of God that will follow. Lord, I pray you'd use him. God, help us tonight, Lord. Oh, God, I pray do a work in our hearts that only you can do. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You can be seated. James chapter number 1, this is a familiar passage tonight. But I'm interested, what the Bible says in verse number 2. I'm interested in all these verses. Do keep your Bible handy. But the Bible said in verse number 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And I want to preach tonight, God, to help me just for a few moments on how to respond when your faith is tested. How to respond when your faith is tested. Now, I said there a moment ago that I think that this is something that every single one of us, and we'll look at it in just a moment, we'll deal with sometime or another. As we come to the book of James, I love to study this book. The book of James is one word that you'll see that comes up several times in the book of James is the word perfect. You'll find it in verse number 4. He said, but let patience have her perfect work that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. 6 times in the book of James, you'll find the word perfect. Now, we know that's not talking about spiritual perfection, but it's talking about maturity. It's the idea of an adult believer, someone that is full grown, that has grew up and has grown in the Christian faith. And so, the book of James is about maturity. It really tells us and teaches us how a mature believer should conduct themselves. One writer said that it talks about how to behave, listen, and how to act when everything's going wrong. And you'll find that through the book of James. Again, he talks about maturity. In these verses, he talks about maturity in our suffering. And then the latter part of chapter number 1, he talks about being mature in the Scriptures. And we could go on and on throughout this book tonight. But I'm interested in these verses that we read in you here. And I want to talk to you about trials tonight, or about testing. Again, I know this is a camp meeting, and this may not be a camp meeting message or a Bible conference message, but it's what the Holy Ghost told me to preach on tonight. And I'm just going to try to mind the Lord and give you what He put in my heart. And I want you to notice a few things here in this text tonight. I want you to notice, first of all, in verse number 2, we see the reality of our trials or our testings. In verse number 2, look what He said. He said, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations." Now, the word temptations here, it means trials or tests. We know that tonight. And so He said, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. He didn't say if, He said when. Amen. So what we learn tonight is trials and testings are definite. They will come. Amen. How the Bible said, man born of a woman is few days and full of trouble. 1 Peter chapter number 4, the Bible said, beloved, think not it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. So we're not to think it strange that some trial enter our life. Why? Because it's not if they come, that's when they come. And our faith will be tested. We will encounter trials and we will encounter troubles in this life. Again, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Amen. And oftentimes they come in waves, one after another. And so we see that trials are coming. You may not be in a trial tonight and you may not be troubled tonight. Your faith may not be tested tonight, but let's just be honest, friend. Listen, if you're not in a trial tonight, there'll be one soon up ahead, because listen, they are coming. They're definite in our life. And then we notice that not only they're definite, but they're diverse. Look what your Bible said. He said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. That just simply means various or manifold or different types or different kinds. 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 6, he said, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations. And so our temptations, oftentimes our testings, are many. Listen, they're various. They come in different forms and different sizes. I think sometimes when we think about the trying of our faith, listen, we have the idea of some great trial, some tragedy in our life, but it's not all the time a tragedy. It's not all the time some great event, but oftentimes it's small things that test us and try us, and if I could say it this way, get on our nerves and really push us to the limit. And James is dealing with the things that we encounter in our life. They're many, and they're different types and different kinds. And what may test your faith may not test mine, and what tests my faith may not test your faith. But we know this, that trials are coming, and they're coming in many different forms and many different shapes. They're diverse, but not, so we see the reality of the trials. But I want you to notice in the text the reason for the trials. I know this, that sometimes we think when something bad happens that God may be punishing us for something. And I know, listen, when we get out of the will of God, God will chastise us and will deal with us. And many of the things that we go through is no doubt the chastising hand of God. But not every trouble, not every storm, not every trial we go through is because God is chastising us. You know this tonight, that we could look at
situation after situation in the Scriptures, how that, how even in the Gospels, the disciples were in the will of God. The Lord would tell them to get on a ship and go to the other side, and in the will of God, a storm would arise. But listen, notice in the text, he talks about two distinct reasons for these trials to come. He talks about in verse number two, verse number three, excuse me. He said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Can I say this tonight, that they are to develop patience? Amen. The trying, it's pretty clear in the text. How the trying of your faith worketh patience. Now, how the word patience means to be steadfast. Amen. It means endurance. It means fortitude or stickability. And so God wants to develop some fortitude in our life. He wants to develop some endurance in our life. Why? Because the Christian life is not a sprint, but it is a marathon. And we will have to endure some things, and God uses these trials to develop some patience and some endurance in our life, that we may make it to the end. Amen. That is the will of God. And so they're to develop a patience or a steadfast mindset, but not only they to develop us, but they are to deepen us. Amen. Look what your Bible said again in verse number 3. He said, knowing this, is the trying of your faith worketh patience. Verse 4, let patience have her perfect work. Now, we've done talked about the word perfect means maturity. Let patience have her perfect work. And so, listen, these trials develop our maturity. You know this tonight. Listen, God will teach you some things in the valley that you'll never learn in the mountaintop. Listen, there's some things you can learn in trials. There's things you learn about God in the darkness of the night that you'll never learn when everything is going right. I think about those disciples in Mark chapter number 4 when Jesus constrained them to get in the ship and go to the other side. And the Bible said a great storm arose. And you know the story, how Jesus spoke peace to the storm, and there was a great calm. And they said this, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Can I tell you, they learned some things about his power and his authority and his ability in that storm that they would have never learned otherwise. And listen, God no doubt teaches us things and develops us and grows us through these trials, friend, to deepen our maturity. And then not only we see the reason for the trials and the result or the reality of trials, but I want to look at just for a few moments tonight on how to respond to them. Amen. Now, if trials and testings and troubles are coming in our life, and they are, we have done saw that in the Scriptures, and I think we know that is a principle all the way through the Word of God. If they are coming, and they are, and listen, if we do encounter troubles, and we do, and if our faith will be tested, and it will, then we need to know how to respond biblically to those situations and circumstances in our life that test us and try us and put us under pressure. And James lays out a prescription, if you will, on how to respond to those circumstances and situations in our lives that we encounter. I want you to notice, first of all, how to respond to these trials. First of all, notice in verse number 3, verse number 2, we're to respond with a right attitude. Look what it, can I just say this before I go much further? Listen, I'll just confess tonight, oftentimes I don't respond that way. Amen. Oftentimes I don't have the best attitude when things go wrong, and sometimes things happen, and I have the mentality, what else can go wrong, or what now, or and I just don't have the best attitude. But James said, but we're to count it all joy when we fall into divers temptations. So we're to respond with the right attitude. It is an attitude of joy. It is an attitude of rejoicing. And can I just say tonight, that is a difficult thing. How is it that we can respond with joy? Listen, when our faith is tested, when things don't go our way, when our hearts are ripped out of our chest, and listen, we're heartbroken with things that we've encountered. How is it that we can respond with joy? Well, I want to say tonight, listen, I think it's very clear in the text this, that knowledge produces joy. Look what he said in verse number 2. Knowing this, amen. He said, knowing this. So knowledge produces joy. I mean, there's some things that we know tonight. Amen. There's some things we may never know. And there's a lot of things we wonder about, we question, but there's some things that we can know tonight. Hey, listen, we know that He is in control. Amen. We know that God is sovereign tonight, and He's got all power in heaven and in earth. And we know that God is in control. We know, listen, that nothing comes to our life and enters our life that does not first go through the hand and the mind of God. Amen. Aren't you glad of that tonight? I'm glad. Let every circumstance and every situation that we encountered, hey, listen, as first went through, have the mind of God. Hey, friend, listen, we know that He is in control. Amen. I know He loves me tonight. Amen. I'm glad, God, listen, I'm glad He loves me. I know sometimes the devil may crawl up on our shoulders and say, if God cared about you, He would not allow this to happen. If He was really concerned about you, He would not allow this to come into your life. But this I do know, that God loves you and I. Amen. And He manifested that love at Calvary. But God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so I know that He loves me. Amen. I know that He cares for us. And I know that He has our best interest in mind. Amen. And I know He's in control. I know He's concerned and He cares. And listen, I know He'll do right. He'll always do right. Will not the judge of the earth do right? He'll always do right. He never makes a mistake. Listen, he never does wrong. He always does right. Amen. Hey, listen, friend, He sees the end from the beginning. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but He's already seen it. I don't know what's going to happen next year, but He's already seen it. Hey, listen, God don't dwell in time. God dwells in eternity, and He sees everything. Hey, friend, I know that He's in control. Amen. Though I can count some things joy tonight. Listen, not that things that come in our life are enjoyable. Amen. Not that I'm glad about it. Oh, listen, but that word count there is a mathematical term. When we step back and look at the situations that come in our life, and we don't focus on the problem, but we focus on the end result, that God is doing a work, that God is working. And when we understand that God is in control and He's working in our life and He's concerned about our life, we can come to the conclusion that He is doing it for our benefit. And through that, we can have joy in the midst of sorrow, in the midst of trouble, in the midst of testings in our life. We are to count it all joy. Amen. Oh, we're to have the right attitude. Amen. Then I want to say this. Not only are we to have the right attitude, but we're to have assurance. Look what your Bible said again in verse number 3. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Now, I've already alluded to it, but let me just say there's some things I can know. And I know that He is at work. Amen. Hey, when it looks like everything's falling apart, and it looks like maybe that, listen, God don't even know what He's doing, I know that He does, and I know that He is at work, and all things work together for the good for those that love God and are thee called according to His purpose. God is doing a work, and I may not understand all that He's doing, and I may never be able to comprehend why He's doing or allowing what He's allowing, but I know He He is at work. And I can be assured tonight that God is working it for my good and for His glory. Amen. Aren't you glad tonight, friend? Listen, God is not trying to hurt us, but He's trying to help us. He's trying to grow us, and He's trying to develop us. And I can be assured tonight that God is working it for me and for my benefit. Amen. Amen, friend. Oh, listen, if everything come easy, we'd never learn anything about Him. If everything come easy, we'd never learn anything about the grace of God. And if everything come easy, we'd never learn anything about the peace of God. And listen, the compassion of God and the mercies of God. But I sure am glad, listen, that I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that He's able to keep that I've committed unto Him against that day. Hey, we can have assurance. We can know that He's at work. Amen. Amen. But not only assurance, notice this. We're to respond. I don't know how to respond now. We're to respond with allowance. What do you mean? Look at verse number 4. He said, let patience have her perfect work. That means we're to allow. Amen. Now, oftentimes when we go through things in our life, we resist those things. And listen, and God tries to develop us, and He is trying to grow us. But instead of us learning the lesson that God is trying to teach us, we resist and we get angry, and we don't draw nigh to God, but we pull away from God. And God is not able to work in our heart that He desires to work in our life. Amen. One writer said it could be that we encounter more trials because we don't learn the lesson the first time. Amen. We're to allow God to do in our life what that He desires to do. We're to allow God to work in our heart that He's desiring to work. And it should be when we encounter trials and when our faith is tested, our first response should be asking God what He's trying to do in us and through us. And God, what are You trying to show me? And how are You trying to grow me? And how are You trying to develop me? And allow God to do the work that He is trying to do in our lives. Amen. Amen. I think it's human nature tonight to want to get out of trouble. Amen. I think that nobody likes to suffer. Nobody likes hardship. Hey, listen, can I say, I wish tonight that everything always went my way. I wish that everybody always acted the way I wanted them to. Amen. Now we know it don't happen that way. Amen. Hey, listen, everything don't always go my way. And people don't always act the way I don't always act the way I should. Somebody say amen. But friend, listen, I'm telling you, when those things come in our life and God allows situations and circumstances to enter our life, hey, we need to allow God to work. And when we come out on the other side, we should be more mature. We should be more developed. We should grow, and we should come out stronger and better than what we was when we went into the situation. Amen. They're to allow. But this may be where I wanted to get to tonight. Verse number 5. Not only do we respond with the right attitude, assurance, allowance, but verse number 5, I want to say we're to respond by asking. Verse number 5. Very familiar verse. Verse number 5. I love this promise. In the Word of God, I think anybody that has sought the face of God, sought direction from the Lord much at all, has surely claimed this promise. He said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. So, listen, there is an exhortation here that how we can ask for wisdom, and then there's a promise that if we ask for that wisdom, that God would give it unto us. Amen? Amen. But I think it's interesting where that verse is located. Amen. I mean, listen, the Holy Ghost could have put that verse anywhere. But I'm telling you where he put it at. He put it in James chapter number 1, where he's just dealt with trials and where he's just dealt with hardships and the testing and the trying of our faith. And listen, he gives these verses dealing with our faith and the testings of our faith and the trying of our faith. And he said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth all men liberally. Why is it that God put that verse in verse number 5? The reason is because when we encounter trials, hey, there is a tendency to make bad decisions. There is a tendency to do the wrong things. Amen. I mean, we could go through the Word of God and look at people that have made horrible decisions when testings or troubles came in their life. I thought about Abram when he was tried and a famine came in Egypt, or a famine came that he went down to Egypt to sojourn there. And so, listen, the famine came, the trouble came. Instead of Abram staying where God told him to be at, he drifted and went down to Egypt. Listen, and I thought about Abram went down to Egypt. I thought about David. David was on the run from Saul, and listen, he got tired of running from Saul. And 1 Samuel chapter number 27, he goes down to Gath and dwells there outside of the will of God. And 1 Samuel chapter number 30, Ziklag is burned with fire, and his wives and his children are taken captive. And that is a direct result of David's situation, David's decision that he made in 1 chapter number 27. Amen. I think it's interesting that in chapter 30, when he comes back to Ziklag and is burned with fire, how that David, listen, everything is destroyed, and David's men turn on him. And the Bible said David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And he said this, shall I pursue? Amen. Man, that amazes me. Here a man is, his wives and his children have been taken captives, and he takes time to pause and to ask God if he should go any further and pursue his family and try to regain that he's lost. And listen to me, if it would have been me, I believe I would, just when I realized everything had been taken, I believe I'd have went after it and asked the Lord to help me on my way. But it seems like David had finally got to the place where he realized, friend, that he had made so many bad decisions without seeking the face of God, that he was not going to make another move until he sought the will of God and the face of God. And in the midst of adversity, in the midst of trouble, in the midst of hardship, David said, God, what do you want me to do? Amen. Said, if any man lack wisdom, amen. Listen, Peter denied the Lord when the Lord was taken captive. You know, listen, we give Peter a difficult time, and a lot of people are critical toward the Apostle Peter, but listen, everything that had been a part of his life for the last 3 years had just been turned upside down. And listen, the Lord is about to be crucified, and they do not understand it at that time. And Peter denies the Lord out of fear. He denies the Lord out of confusion and misunderstanding. Why? Because when his test and when his trial comes, he made a terrible decision. And henceforth, James says in the text, when a trial comes in your life, when a testing comes in your life, if there's any time that you need to seek the face of God, it is in the trying times of your life. It is most important that, listen, we find the will of God and seek the face of God in the midst of trials. Amen. Amen. I thought about this. Oftentimes I've heard people through the years, I've heard this statement. When I first got saved, I heard it a lot. And people would say, you're not supposed to ask God why. Well, where's that at in the Bible? Amen. Jesus on the cross cried out and said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And can I say, if it was all right for the Lord Jesus, listen to ask why, if it was all right for the Lord Jesus to cry, out to the Lord and say, my God, why? Then I think it would be okay. When things I go through I do not understand, and they bring confusion and doubt and troubles in my heart, I think it would be okay for me to ask God why. See, the problem's not in the asking, it's in the attitude. Amen. I mean, if I'm going before the Lord with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and listen, seeking to find clarity in the midst of my trouble and seeking to find direction in the midst of what I'm going through, listen, I'm telling you, God's going to give us wisdom. Isn't that what He said in the text? Look at it. He said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth all men liberally. That word liberally, it means this: without restraint. Simply, openly, generously, sincerely. And God said, listen, when you're confused, when you don't understand, when you don't know where to turn, when you don't know what to do, when you don't have the answers, if you'll just come to me and ask for help, I'll freely give that you're lacking. I will generously give you the wisdom that you need. Watch this. Verse 5, he said, he giveth all men liberally and upbraideth not. Now the word upbraideth comes from a word which means to reprimand or to reproach or to scold. When I saw this, I about had a fit. In other words, listen, when you need help, and you come to Him and you don't know and you don't understand and you're confused and you're needing wisdom and you're needing direction and you're needing clarity, if you'll come to Him and ask, He will not scold you. He will not reprimand you. He will not push you away, though you're confused, though you don't understand, though you have doubts and fears. He will not push you away. He will not scold or reprimand you, but He'll give to you freely. Amen. Amen. If any man lack wisdom, verse 6, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Amen. Hey, friend, listen, if you need help tonight, I promise you, you can find help at the foot of the cross. If you're in a trial tonight, or maybe there's something going on in your life you do not understand, I promise you, if you'll come to Him and cast your care upon Him and seek for wisdom and clarity, He will help you. Amen. Now let me say this. He may not explain to you everything He's doing. Amen. But He'll give you the wisdom to travel through that thing. Amen. The way you should. He'll give you the wisdom to act how you should, to respond how you should. Amen. Well, I'll tell you one thing that is killing us in this day, friend, is, hey, listen, we face trials and we face testings. Man, last 2 years, have we not been through a trial? We've not been through a test. And sad to say, many have failed in how they've responded to the things that we've encountered. God, help us tonight to learn how to respond biblically when things come in our life. Hey, listen, to test our faith, to try our faith, and let us come to Him and ask in faith, a seeking wisdom and clarity and direction from the mind of God. Amen. So we're going to encounter trials. Every one of us. Amen. There's probably some that came in this meeting with things going on in their life. Probably looking for answers. Amen. Probably left, listen, you probably left where you're at saying, God, if you don't do something for me in this meeting, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go forward. God, if you don't give me what I need, I don't know if I can make it. Hey, can I just tell you tonight, friend, listen, God has got what you need tonight. God has got the answer you're looking for. If you'll run to Him, you can find grace to help in the time of need. Amen. Amen. We will go through trials. Amen. Question is, how are we going to respond to them when they come? Amen. Let's bow our head for a word of prayer. Preacher, you come. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you, God, for the Word of God tonight. Thank you, Lord, for mercy tonight. Thank you, Lord, for grace. Lord, I pray you touch every heart tonight. Oh, God. Oh, God. Lord, would you help you people? Lord, would you touch tonight? Father, we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.